overview. The 2019 Hyundai Kona Electric Standard Range was a zippy little electric SUV, though primarily offered in Europe and now discontinued. Think of it as the entry ticket to Hyundai's EV party back then. While this specific 39.2 kilowatt-hour version didn't officially hit U.S. showrooms, where a larger battery model took the spotlight, it showcased Hyundai's early commitment to practical, affordable electric motoring. Its compact size and efficient powertrain made it a compelling city runabout. U.S. pricing for this particular trim remains speculative due to its market focus. What's new for 2019? For 2019, the big news was the Kona Electric itself, bursting onto the scene as Hyundai's first all-electric subcompact SUV. This standard range variant, with its focus on accessibility, would have been part of that initial global rollout. While U.S. buyers mainly saw the longer range model, 2019 marked the Kona EV's electrifying debut, bringing fresh styling, a dedicated EV platform's benefits, like a flat floor, and Hyundai's latest tech to the burgeoning small electric crossover segment. It was a bold statement in a rapidly evolving market. Design and exterior? The 2019 Kona Electric Standard Range rocked a funky, futuristic look that still turns heads. It's a compact SUV measuring 164.6 inches long, 70.9 inches wide, excluding mirrors, and 61.8 inches tall. You got those cool split headlights, a unique closed-off grille signaling its electric heart, and rugged plastic cladding giving it an adventurous vibe. While other trims might have flashier wheels or accents, this version kept the distinctive Kona charm, making it a stylish alternative to bland boxes on the road. It definitely wasn't shy. Interior, tech, and cargo. Inside, the 2019 Kona Electric Standard Range offered a surprisingly practical and modern cabin for five. Material quality was decent for its class, with a focus on functionality. You got a respectable 19.2 cubic feet of trunk space, expanding to a handy 45.8 cubic feet with the rear seats flopped down. Pretty good for a little guy. No frunk here, though, according to the specs. Infotainment typically featured a responsive touchscreen, likely 7 or 8 inch, with standard Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, keeping you connected on the go. Performance and driving experience. This Kona standard range might not be a drag race champ, but its 100 kilowatt, around 134 horsepower, permanent magnet synchronous motor, PMSM, delivered a punchy 291 pound-foot of torque right from a standstill. That meant a 0 to 60 mph sprint in a respectable 9.3 seconds with its front-wheel drive setup. It felt nippy around town, perfect for darting through traffic. The ride was generally comfortable, and selectable regenerative braking modes helped you squeeze out extra miles. It was more about smooth, efficient cruising than outright thrills. Range, battery, and charging. The standard range packed a 39.2 kilowatt-hour usable battery, giving a green car's compare calculated real-world range of around 153 miles, solid for daily duties. Efficiency was a strong suit at about 3.9 miles per kilowatt. For charging, its standard 7.2 kilowatt onboard AC charger could top it up fully in roughly 5.5 hours. On the road, it supported DC fast charging up to 44 kilowatts. For the U.S. market, this vehicle would have utilized a CCS Type 1 charge port for DC fast charging compatibility. Safety and driver assistance features. The Kona platform generally scored well in safety, with this version earning a 5-star Euro NCAP rating. While U.S. NHTSA ratings for this specific EU-focused trim aren't directly applicable, the broader Kona family performed commendably. For a 2019 model, you could expect Hyundai Smart Sense Suite, potentially including forward collision avoidance assist, lane keeping assist, and driver attention warning as standard or available. Blind spot monitoring and rear cross traffic alert were likely found on higher trims or as options, but core safety was a Hyundai priority. Warranty and maintenance coverage. Hyundai's warranty coverage back in 2019 was a big selling point. For its EVs in the U.S., this typically meant a 5-year 60,000-mile basic limited warranty and an impressive 10-year 100,000-mile warranty for the electric powertrain components, including the battery pack, often covering degradation to a certain percentage. Complimentary maintenance for a period, example 3 years 36,000 miles, was also common. EVs generally mean less maintenance. No oil changes here, just smooth, quiet electric motoring. Reliability for Hyundai EVs has generally been good.